Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You sang Jesus' priceless treasure, and I'm sure that you meant it. You know, many, many people in the world would not sing or say the same thing. Jesus, priceless treasure. Not the real Jesus, not the one of the Bible. What a difference between what we Christians say and think about Jesus and what the world thinks about Jesus. You may wonder why so many people in the world, even here in our own community, have no interest whatsoever in listening to the Word of God, in gathering together here with us, why we are so few who gather here or in right-teaching churches around the world. At the same time, many in the world and in our own community wonder why on earth we do gather here Sunday after Sunday. Why we do care about the words of that book that is so old and in their minds so useless. The same words are treasured by some. The same Jesus is treasured by some. And not treasured at all, but rejected by others. To us it seems foolish for the people out there not to join us here in worship, and to them we appear to be the fools. And that's the way it's always been. The truth is, Jesus' words sound bitter to some and sweet to others. To whom do Jesus' words sound bitter? They sound bitter to those who are still the devil's children, to those who are in league with the demons, even though they don't think of it that way. As Jesus asked the unbelieving Jews, "If I am telling the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is from God hears God's words. This is why you do not hear, because you are not from God." The natural state of man, the state in which we are all born, is not good, is not godly, is not ready to listen to the words of the Lord. Our natural state, the state in which the unbelieving Jews were still in as they were talking to Jesus that day, is one of hostility to God, unbelief, blindness, corruption, and wickedness. We trust in ourselves by nature, not in God. We want to listen to our own ideas, to our own beliefs, our own desires, not the Word of God. We don't want to hear that we're sinners and that God damns us for our sins and that we can only escape condemnation if God Himself should save us. We don't want to hear that our beliefs are wrong, that our actions are evil, that the man Jesus is also true God and mankind's only Savior. We don't want to hear by nature that we must change and become different people than who we are, people who live according to God's commandments. And so when God speaks, when Jesus speaks words that attack people's natural wickedness and their natural faith in themselves and what they think is right, then His words of both law and gospel sound bitter, not sweet. But to us who believe in Christ Jesus, His words are sweet. He who is from God hears God's words. When you hear and believe Jesus' words about your sin and about the free salvation He offers and His words about everything else, you have proof that you are from God. And you give thanks to God for calling you out of Satan's kingdom and for bringing you to repentance and to faith and for placing you on a new path and a path of love and a path of good works, You give thanks to God for revealing the truth to you and bringing you out of the lie. To you, the words of Jesus are sweet. But since his words sounded so bitter to the unbelieving Jews, they attacked him. The Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not rightly say that you are a Samaritan and that you have a demon?" See, they think they're the smart ones in the room, the righteous ones, the elites. They look down on Jesus as a simpleton, as a lesser person. In fact, he's so hateful, he's so wicked that he must be possessed by a demon. Again, why? What evil has he done or spoken against God's word? Well, none. He has simply contradicted them and their words. He has revealed their errors and spoken the truth about their lies. But the truth sounds bitter to those who embrace the lie, to those who are unknowingly in league with the father of lies, the devil himself. You know it's true. Those who speak simple truth and highlight simple facts are viciously attacked still today and ridiculed and spoken down to. Say in public that that boy who thinks he's a girl is actually a boy. Say that homosexuality is evil and wrong. Say that sex is only for marriage. Say that every religion, except for the Christian religion, is wicked and from the devil. And you'll see just how bitter those words sound to the world. But Jesus keeps on speaking, and his words keep on stinging those who remain in unbelief. "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it and who judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." But Jesus claims to honor God the Father, and that the Father seeks honor for Jesus and judges those who refuse to honor him. Those words sound bitter to those who will not accept Jesus as Lord, because he's telling them that they're doomed. And he assures them that they will see death because they do not keep his word. On the other hand, to those who believe in Jesus, his words are sweet, because we know that the Father will spare us from judgment for Jesus' sake. In fact, we know that the Father loves us, not because we are so lovable by nature or so obedient, but because we have been baptized into the Beloved, baptized into Christ, and because we have been brought to love Jesus. And the sweet words of Jesus assure us that we will never see death. When it comes for each of us, it will not harm us. It will, even grudgingly, usher us into the arms of our Savior. The Jews simply can't believe that Jesus would dare to make such a claim, to have power over death, to have words that save people from death. "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. You do not know him, but I know him. If I were to say I do not know him, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him and keep his words." Biting words, bitter words. Jesus dares to claim that the Father honors him and will honor him. That means, by the way, that if they put Jesus to death and the Father raises him back to life, then that is the ultimate stamp of approval and honor from God the Father, and Jesus will be vindicated and they will be condemned. Today, this Sunday in the church year is called Judica, vindicate me, because of, in part, this very claim of Jesus, that it is not he who honors himself, but the Father who honors him, pointing to his resurrection and the ultimate vindication he will receive on that day. But even before then, Jesus' words are bitter to the Jews. What does he say? I know God, and you don't know him. I tell the truth, and you tell lies. Jesus speaks the same thing to today's world, and his church echoes his words. We know the true God, and all of you out there who deny the God whom we preach and believe in, you don't know God. And if you claim to know him, you're lying. Those are bitter words to those who cling to other gods and who view themselves as their own gods. But to Christians, even these words are sweet because they're true and we can depend on them. There are not many gods. There are not many paths to God. There is one God and one path to him through his Son, Jesus Christ. We know him and others don't. We don't speak those words in pride or to exalt ourselves. We speak them because the world needs to hear them, needs to hear that the path thereon leads only to death, needs to hear where alone salvation is found in Jesus the Christ, the promised Son of Abraham. Jesus then presses the Jews on their relationship to Abraham and paves the way for his boldest claim of all. Your father, Abraham, was glad that he would see my day. And he saw it and rejoiced. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Yes, Jesus, the man in his 30s, is claiming to be also the eternal God, the Lord, Jehovah or Yahweh, who spoke with Abraham some 2,000 years earlier and whose birth Abraham foresaw by faith. Those words are so bitter to the unbelieving Jews that they pick up stones to throw at Jesus in order to kill him. But to us, those words are so sweet that we have abandoned everything in order to follow him. All earthly glory and aspirations of earthly glory. Because we know that we're not just following a great teacher or a great prophet. We're following God himself when we follow Jesus. And next week, as we remember the great suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ during Holy Week, remember throughout all of it that this man is God, your Creator and your Redeemer. And remember this too, that many who find Jesus' words bitter today will be changed by those very words tomorrow to find them sweet. St. Paul found Jesus' words to be bitter for years while he continued to trust in his own works as a Pharisee until Jesus' words changed him and became sweet to him. So keep believing and keep speaking the bitter, sweet words of Jesus. Speak them boldly and stand on them confidently and pray that many who now find them bitter will embrace them for the sweet comfort of life and salvation that they bring. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.